The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of The Hawk Chronicles.
I believe you'll find it all there.
The price we agreed on?
Yes.
I must say, that was quite a convincing performance.
I don't think Lister suspects you are in my employment.
We decided to make it look like a ranger station since they maintain the area.
I like it. Not too fancy, just rustic enough for a satellite office.
I want to know why Russian intelligence wants to talk to me.
Dmitry Borom.
Dmitry Borom is... Well, I guess you could say he's my half-uncle.
We think you know where we can find him.
We're finally here.
Yeah, the Mayo Clinic. Even if it's in a different dimension, it's closer to home than Fillion or Voldemort.
Nothing yet on our two suspects.
Maybe we'll have better luck with the distributed sketches.
Hey, Nelson. Agent Todd here. I thought I'd let you know that Robert got the emulator in place last night, so we're ready to go.
You are hereby under arrest.
What? This is an outrage!
And now, episode 112, Operation Stingray.
You have no authority to hold me here, Commander.
Sir, I'm very sorry to have to do this, but I have my orders.
Who authorized this?
It came directly from Controller 3.
He has no authority over me. I was working under IDF Council authority. That supersedes his authority, and I demand you contact him immediately.
My instructions were to detain you, then contact him.
The controller is now available. Close channel monitor 2.
Commander, do you have Agent Simon in custody?
Yes, he does, and I demand to be released. You do not have the authority to arrest me.
Well, I see you do have him in custody. Agent Simon, you are being detained pending the investigation of the unauthorized transport of a high-risk prisoner.
Let me stop you right there, Number 3. I did have authorization from Controller 4, authorized by the IDF Security Council. Lister was being transported to Titan 3 for war crimes committed against the people of Titan 3 and Titan 4 system.
I know of no such authorization.
Well, it seems that one hand is not talking to the other. Perhaps you should contact the Security Council immediately. Then release me and send me on my way.
Robo 4, set up a conference call with Security Council President Tamu.
I will contact President Tamu.
Sir, if I may.
Go ahead, Commander.
Agent Simon, if all of this was authorized, why the cloak and dagger? Why submit phony transfer papers, and why disguise yourselves as diplomats?
The papers were authentic. Why they were not in the system is something President Tamu is going to have to explain. As for the disguises, it was imperative to deceive Lister. I had to make him believe that we were escaping and returning to a rage-friendly planet.
You couldn't have just taken him in chains?
Lister is still a very powerful leader. There are many who will still be loyal to him. I felt it best to disguise him and not draw any unwanted attention his way. My plan worked. No one suspected it was Lister, and he didn't suspect that I was taking him to trial.
Sir, President Tamu is ready.
Mr. President, thank you for joining us. We are online with Commander Sims of the BSS and Agent Tony Simon.
And what is the nature of your call?
I have ordered that Tony Simon be placed under arrest, pending an investigation of the unauthorized release of Lister.
Unauthorized, you say?
Yes. The papers he presented to the guards were not authenticated. By all appearances, they were forged.
Well, that would be a serious violation if that were true.
Robo 4, what was the result of the examination of the authorization that Agent Simon gave to the guards?
A scan of IDF security files showed no such order was issued.
And you would be correct, Robo 4. However, these orders were vocal. All paperwork was drawn by hand.
Sir, it is my understanding that any vocal command orders must go through the chain of command.
Which is precisely why they are not considered legal orders. Lister's imprisonment was my responsibility.
To every rule, Number 3, there is an exception. Lister is a very high target prisoner. If his detainment at Baltimore was compromised, there would be a coordinated attack by rage. Titan 3 was the first of many crimes against the Federation, so we thought fit that they deal with him first.
Agent Simon, I cannot be left out of the loop in a matter of such importance.
Number three, please understand, the situation calls for swift action. The fewer people who knew of this, the better.
I will not have my authority and command usurped.
This was a tactical decision on the part of the Security Council, Number Three. We appreciate your position, but it was deemed necessary. Now, release Agent Simon, and we can discuss this matter at a later date.
Commander, release Agent Simon. However, under our quarantine protocol, I want every inch of his ship and his crew and him thoroughly searched.
Aye, sir.
There is really no need for that, Number Three.
The BSS is under my command, Agent Simon. You will submit, or you will not be permitted to enter Boldabar airspace. As they say on your planet, have a nice day.
Mary Lowe?
Yes. Welcome to Johannesburg, Agent Soren. And who is your friend?
A last-minute addition to the team.
I am Sam.
Sam, welcome. The baggage claim area is this way.
I need to tell you that Sam is my prisoner.
Prisoner? Shouldn't he be in handcuffs?
Not to worry. Sam is a Hongan.
Wait, you said Hongan?
Yes. He was one of the bombers from St. Louis.
Agent Soren, we can't have a Hongan bomber walking around loose.
You have nothing to worry about. I'm dead.
Dead?
Come on, I'll explain. You're familiar with the Hongan mercenaries?
Somewhat. I know that if they fail their mission, they commit suicide.
We prefer the term terminate.
We were able to stop Sam here from terminating, so now he cannot return to Honga. He will be disgraced. So I have provided a fake news story that he died in battle on a St. Louis rooftop. His new identity is that of a war hero. We even got some medals for him.
In return, I have agreed to help you find Dimitri.
Huh, we'll see how this works. But if I think you are trying something stupid, I'll terminate you right on the spot.
Soren, I think I like her already.
How did you get him through customs?
I'm working as an Interpol agent. We cleared everything ahead of time. So do you have anything on Boram yet?
We're not even sure he's in the country.
Oh, he is here. This I can promise you. After he made our bombs, he was headed here to meet another cell of Rage supporters.
Your baggage carousel here? What makes you so sure?
He is very obsessive. He will spend hours wiring a bomb. When he says he's going to do something, you can count on it.
Do you have our accommodations ready?
Yes, but I had planned on just you being here. There is a couch.
I prefer to sleep on the floor. Sleeping in a bed or on a couch makes you soft.
Well then, you should feel right at home.
Ah, here comes our bags now. Sam thinks that his target will be your emergency telecommunication system.
Well, we have three main systems. The 10111, the 10177, and 112.
Dimitri will be targeting your central control for Johannesburg. Their intention is to knock out all systems long enough to create chaos.
We can start at headquarters after you get settled in. I know you must be tired. It will take you a little while to adjust to the time change.
How far is the police station from here?
Just over 20 minutes, depending on traffic.
Traffic seems to be a universal thing.
You'll be staying at the Reed Hotel. It's about 1.5 kilometers from the station, and there's a bus every 10 minutes.
Oh, there are my bags.
I'll get them.
Your bags?
Yes. We will have to get Sam new clothes. We left his in St. Louis. We can't have him walking around dressed like a 1940s gangster.
I'm not sure we can have him walking around at all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How did you sleep last night?
Not great. I'd probably sleep a lot better if I was in my own bed.
I can certainly understand that. Your vitals look good. Do you have an appetite yet?
You mean for whatever is in this tube? not really.
Do you feel like you'd eat real food if you could?
Actually, a romaine salad with my favorite almond dressing with little turkey bits sounds tolerable right now.
Good, that's encouraging. It means your body is trying to get back to its normal routine. Has the doctor been in to see you yet?
Not that I'm aware of.
He should be here shortly. He's going to discuss your upcoming surgery.
He's not going to turn me into the bionic woman, is he?
Not that I'm aware of. Agent Barnes had bionic implants because portions of his brain were destroyed. Your injuries are more structural.
Speaking of Jim, where is he?
I told him that you needed rest and he needed rest.
And he listened to you? Please tell me what you did to make him actually listen to you.
I told him I would either lock him out of the hospital or send a program to his auditory receptor chip and play rap music nonstop.
Oh, please, let me have a copy of that program. I could really drive him crazy.
This brings up a delicate issue.
What would that be?
With such traumatic injuries, it's not uncommon for people to have psychological issues.
I've been dealing with them so far. I'll let you know if I need any help.
Well, I see our patient is awake and alert. How's she doing?
Vitals are good. Her appetite may be coming back. All in all, I'd say she's doing great.
Fantastic.
Wait a minute. I know that voice. I swear I've heard you before.
I'm Dr. Baker, Kate. I was your surgeon on Fillion. It's amazing you recognize my voice given the condition you were in.
Dr. Baker? Yes, I remember that name. You were the one who stitched me back together.
I was one of many.
What are you doing here?
Actually, I've been back and forth from Earth to Fillion a couple of times. After your surgery, I came here to talk with your dad and sister.
I hope you didn't say you were from Fillion.
No, she thinks I'm from Walter Reed. I'm actually a resident surgeon here at the Mayo. I've been going to Fillion to further my training. I assisted in the vocal transplant and then did the initial facial reconstruction.
I hope you have frequent flyer miles.
If I did, I could start my own airline.
So what kind of fun and games am I in for?
We're going to take you down for a CAT scan. I'll be able to get a good idea on how you're healing. If everything looks good, we'll start on round one of your facial reconstruction.
Round one? This sounds like a prize fight.
That's a good way to think of it, Kate. You're in for a tough fight, and the more you push through this, the faster we can get you back to work.
You actually think I can get back to work?
That's going to be up to you. That's radiology. They're ready for her. All right, young lady, let's get you down to radiology and get that CAT scan.
All right, you ready to go?
I just need one thing.
What's that?
Replace this IV with a bottle of Chardonnay.
There you are. How did it go with Agent Todd?
He's got everything set up. They put it in that nice fake wall with the activation switch in the cabinet. I'm sure the bombers can't find it since I did.
What's in the room?
A fake door.
Fake?
Yeah, they could spend forever trying to open it. The emulator is under the floor behind the wall.
So their detector will show it's behind the wall and lower.
Giving the impression that there was a lower level.
And once they're in there, will the door lock behind them?
Agent Todd was concerned that if they did that, they wouldn't be able to determine what kind of weapons they had. They could open the door and be facing a machine gun or a laser pistol. There's only one exit out of the building. Once the trail cams are tripped, they'll be ready for them.
So they'll have the building surrounded.
Plus a couple of agents are hidden inside. The forces outside are there only in the agents inside are overtaken.
Are the trail cams up and running?
Hold on a sec. All right, there you go.
Wow. That's a nice resolution. So you'll be notified when the cameras are tripped?
Yeah, it'll come through as a text message. Here comes Hernandez. I've never seen him move that fast.
Well, I have. It was yesterday. We had cake in the break room.
Did you say there was cake in the break room?
No. We were wondering why you were moving so fast.
Where's Mac?
He's wrapping up his case. Why?
Rookie, you're going to want to hear this too. We have a hit on one of our suspects.
It's great, but why do you need Mac?
I think he might know the name.
Go for Detective Mac.
I'm putting you on speaker. Cap is here with Nelson. We got a hit on one of the arson suspects.
Great, but I'm not on the case anymore.
Stefan von Langer.
You're kidding me.
Who is Stefan von Langer?
Heinrich von Langer was the arson suspect in Kate and Barnes' case. The target and MO are the same. That's too much of a coincidence.
This is weird. It's such an odd name. They have to be related.
Where is this Heinrich now?
The feds took over the case. We had to relinquish custody of them. I'm guessing he's in federal lockup somewhere. I'm wrapping up this case now. I'd like to get back on this new one if possible.
Yeah, I agree. We need all hands on deck for this one. Let's wrap it up and get back here and team up with Hernandez.
Yes, ma'am. Will do.
Go see if you can find out the status on this Heinrich von Langer. If he is in federal custody, we need to see who his visitors have been or if he's been corresponding with anyone.
I'm on it.
His was a case that started it all for Kate. He stole that stip and laid it on the roof of that store in Little Italy.
Where Kate discovered it and met the controller.
Yep.
Other than being a thief, what's the significance of Stefan being related?
To them, it's just a good lead. To me, it's big. Von Langer's mission was to destroy all the stip units on Earth. This Stefan would have to be a great or great-great-grandson or a nephew.
He's that old?
He worked on the atomic bomb for Germany in World War II. After being captured by IDF forces, he was sent to an event horizon. Close to 70 of our Earth years passed to his one. I'm sure the IDF forces posing as feds would have restricted visits from any relative.
We'll need to get Pierman in on this. This pretty much solidifies our theory that the bombers are out to destroy all the STIP units.
I'll get this info to him immediately. We're going to need to get Barnes on this, too.
If they stuck to their timeline, then he should be with Kate at the alternate Mayo.
I'll tell Pierman to contact him.
You might also want to pass this information along to Agent Todd. We need to find out if we're dealing with rage sympathizers or just a relative wanting to complete Heinrich's mission.
Even though Hernandez is contacting the feds, I'll ask Pierman to contact Holiday and see if he can get anything from his people on Heinrich.
Are they the ones who took him from our custody?
Yeah, I thought Kate and Barnes were going to blow a gasket.
You couldn't say anything to them?
No, Barnes knew nothing of the IDF at that time. And Kate knew nothing about me except I was a rookie cop in her section.
I tell you, sometimes it's hard getting who knows and who doesn't straight.
I had to catch up myself a couple times, which reminds me. I wonder if Kelly knows Kate is back.
I'm sure she does.
I'd love to be there when Kelly visits Kate. She'll look up and see Kelly, be happy for a split second, and then realize, wait, I'm in an alternate Earth. What's she doing here?
I don't know about you, but for me, it's a relief not having to hide things from her anymore.
Just think about poor Horace. I don't know how he's held up for so long.
I imagine things are much better now that she knows.
You lied to me all of these years.
Kelly.
Don't Kelly me, Dad. The more I think about it, the madder I get. And Kate kept everything from me, too. Did Aunt Karen know?
No.
Mom?
No, your mother didn't know.
All of those years you were married and she didn't suspect a thing?
I was a cop. She was a great police wife. She knew that I was undercover at times, involved in dangerous cases. She felt not knowing some things was better than knowing and worrying.
I can't believe my own sister would lie to me.
Technically, she didn't lie. She just didn't tell you some things.
Yeah, like she worked with aliens.
I thought we had gotten past all of this.
Well, so did I, but I guess I'm not.
So what brought all of this on?
I don't know. I've just been thinking a lot lately. I guess I'm worried about Kate and things just build up.
Kelly, I really don't know what to say. It's been hard on all of us. We'll get to be with her soon. She's going to need our full support and attention. We can't be bickering like this.
I know. But if I don't get to see her soon... Are you expecting a call?
Here lately, I don't know what to expect. Horace Hawk.
Dr. Baker.
Hey, Doc. Let me put you on speaker. Kelly's right here. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I have some good news for you. I just got Kate back from a CAT scan, and everything looks good to go forward with phase one of her facial reconstruction.
Phase one? How many do you expect to do?
I really won't know for sure until I go in for this first procedure. My goal is to make her look as normal as possible.
What does that mean?
When people see her, they won't see the extensive damage. They might think she's had a little work done. But as I've said before, you need to prepare yourself for a different Kate.
We've been preparing ourselves, family, and friends for that.
And Kelly, I know your next question is, when can I see her?
You would be correct, Doctor.
We're doing the surgery first thing in the morning, perhaps the day after tomorrow. She'll still be bandaged, so you need to prepare yourselves for that.
Well, Doctor, that's one thing we have been doing. We'll await your call.
Thank you for the update.
Certainly.
Summoned me.
There is unrest in the ranks. I have intercepted signals on communications that leave me unsettled.
There is, my lord. Many troops were loyal to the Supreme Controller. and now grow restless. They fear retribution. Should he return?
Mundu, you've been a faithful servant, so I shall tell you this once. The Supreme Controller stands before you. He who was formerly known as such is no more. From henceforth, you shall refer to him only as Lister, not Lord Lister or Controller Lister, just Lister.
I understand, Supreme Controller.
Yes, yes, I like the sound of that very much. Supreme Controller, ruler of rebels against the Galactic Empire. Rage will thrive and grow under my command. What have you heard from the ranks?
As I have spoken, Master. They fear Lister will return and seek revenge on those who follow you.
Perhaps they would prefer Lister pay them with promises rather than units from me. Let it be known that any soldier who wishes to follow Lister may do so. The rest I will reward to the fullest. What say you to that, Mondu?
Talk and loyalty. Buy no drink or food. I believe they only fear his vengeance should he return.
And if he should return, how many of us will be with him?
Only a small number at best, Master.
Assure them of this. Our plans to bring chaos to planet 310 are moving forward. Soon there will be chaos among their people. We will plunder their riches. Tell them also that we are moving to destroy their ability not only to communicate, but to fight.
They have heard this talk before, Master. From Lister.
That was the failure of Lister and his blindness to trust Nicola and Lin. I trust no one. I shall not fail.
Yet we fail to destroy their satellites.
What is it?
A message from our outpost near Boldabar. Lister was transferred to the Titan IV system. He was taken to the Titan III, to the city of Lindor.
For what purpose?
To be tried for war crimes.
Well, it seems the good people of Lindor will do the work for me.
He was taken there by our former commander.
Simon? Tony Simon? Mondu, prepare a squad for battle. We shall depart immediately. There are two now who will taste my wrath.
Will Wi-Fi dispose of Lister, then seek Agent Simon? What will be the outcome of Kate's surgery? And will she learn of Kelly's involvement in the IDF? Learn the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Vengeance.